Hello.
Hi. It's Jesse.
Hey, hold on, Jesse. 1 second. Hold on. Hold on 1 minute. Okay.
Sure.
1 second.
Take your time.
Hello.
Hi.
Sorry about that. I'm just there to answer.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
The phone.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I know you're a busy lady.
yeah, sorry. Okay.
Okay, so you ready to finish getting your account set up then?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get this done. Now, refresh my memory. I have it's going to be a website, so really the first month is doing nothing but setting it up, correct?
So the first month, yes. So the it'll be getting your keyword inputting, getting the website up, getting the directory listings, making sure everything across the board is correct on the internet. You know, the maximum results are going to be seen within 30 to 45 days. You know, that's mostly, I have seen it happen quicker, but, you know, just because we are Google partners, that is what we are, you know, required to say. So just to give you a realistic expectation of what would happen. So
I'm looking at not really getting nothing or anything for at least for the minimum 45 days.
Well, yeah, phone call wise, but you'll get the website up and running, so you'll actually see that. Now you don't have a Google Business profile yet, right? Or do you have one?
Probably just that basic whatever that they put on there. I haven't set anything up.
Okay, so the Google Business Profile really is the thing that takes kind of the longest time, and that just takes about 7 to 14 days for the postcard to come out. So it's just a 6-digit postcard that you need to just verify that you have an address. So that really takes about the longest time.
Then
everything kind of starts speeding up once that's done. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so let's go ahead and do this. So I need to kind of input this all again. So what are your hours of operation again?
Just put like maybe 8. So I could do 8 to 8, that's it.
Okay, do you want to do Monday through?
Monday through, it could be Monday through Saturday, 8 to 6.
Okay, perfect. And then do you have a logo for your company, or do you want us to create you one?
No, I have one.
Okay. And then also, what's the best way to contact you? It's going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
No, yeah, that's fine.
Okay. And, you know, a new feature we actually just added, Marie, is a call tracking number. So it's basically a business line. I mean, I know you already kind of have one, but this one actually comes with an app. So would you want to do that? It would just be a number that we would list online for you.
No, because I don't want it conflicting with my business number that I've had all these years.
Okay, totally. I mean, it's completely optional. So it's just kind of a new feature that we just recently added. So just wanted to let you know about it. And then do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you want us to create you one?
I don't mess with Facebook. I really don't. I don't think it's a good idea for business.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. I mean, yeah, it would just be a basic Facebook profile for your business, kind of to bring more relevancy to the you know, your online presence. But again, that's completely optional. You know, you don't have to do that if you don't want.
Yeah, see, if it's something that I would have to go on there and maintain, I can tell you right now I'm not going to be bothered with it. I have a personal Facebook, and I rarely go on there. And I'll tell you how rare. I'd be lucky if it's once every, like, 7 or 8 months.
Okay. I'm the same way. Totally, I'm exactly the same way.
LinkedIn or something that's geared more toward business. But Facebook, you know, they Facebook ads, you know, they a lot of people have made a lot of money off of it, so.
Well, yeah, so the Facebook that we would add would just be your Facebook business profile. I mean, there is, like I already have mentioned to you before, there is the ability to run Facebook ads. It would just be an extra cost. And people, there is a pretty high conversion rate. You know, the thing with Facebook ads is basically it's if somebody looks for any of your services online anywhere and they're just scrolling through their news feed, you'll be an ad that will pop up there. So that it just brings more brand awareness. It, you know, it basically kind of, I would say, plants that seed that if somebody has been, you know, thinking about it and then just sees it on their Facebook, then, you know, they'll be more likely to call you. But that again, if you decide at any point you wanted to add that on later on, you can definitely do that. But we can just start with this right now. So I'm going to go ahead and schedule your client interview. So let's see what we have available. Hold on.
Okay, can I see the contract and all that first? Or did you email it to me? Let me know.
Well, so once we sign you up, we're going to send you a written invoice with everything that we discussed in writing. So the second you make payment, it automatically sends to you.
See, that was the problem that I had with the Angie's List. And then it ended up being 16 pages.
Oh, well, this is just one page.
I didn't agree with.
Here. So there is no contract, Marie. It is just month-to-month pricing. So there is no contract. So if you decide that you want to cancel at any time, you just need to let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due. There's no cancellation fees or anything like that. The only, thing that, you know, just for complete transparency is once we build your website and all of that, if you did decide you didn't want to move forward with us for any reason, which I know you won't be going anywhere, you would just need to pay a $99 fee for the domain name, but the website would be exactly the same. So it wouldn't be turned down and you just get the domain name. It would just be paying for that because we're purchasing a $400 website with the domain name. So, but other than that, it is just, so that's why basically all we do is send you an invoice. Once you sign up, there are no contracts. So it is that month-to-month pricing.
Okay, so you don't have no kind of sample or any of that, you know, because right now they're trying to put me in my collections and basically destroy my company because I told them I would try their services for 3 months. You know, now all of a sudden, they want me to pay 35%, say it was in their contract. I told them I didn't agree to that, you know. And then you don't get it, the contract. You get very little information before, and you just going through. And I thought it was going to give me a chance to, you know, mark it up and be like, no, no, no. So as I'm on the phone with the guy, I was going, no, I don't agree to that. Because if I try your service for 3 months, and it's not any good, why am I going to agree to pay you an additional 35%?
Absolutely. And that's why we don't do that. Yeah, and that's why we don't do that here, because we're a performance-based company. So we actually want to earn your business month to month. So it is that we don't have – there are zero contracts. Once you pay to, I'll read what's called the voice verification. It's just to outline the service agreement. But just to give you a rundown of what it would say, it's just basically what you're paying, and then what day you'll be paying in the month, which would now be the 16th, and then that if you wanted to cancel at any time, you just need to let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due. and it would stop the surge.
The 17th, not the 16th, the 17th.
Okay, so you wouldn't be able to make payment until tomorrow?
No, I can make payment today, but I don't want them touching my account until the 17th of every month.
Okay. Okay. I can definitely do that, okay? So let me make sure that that's I'm just going to let my manager know real quick that that's what's going to happen. Okay.
Right, because see, I told them the same thing, and they put it where my advertiser started on the 17th, but my debit, and every month they're taking money out of my account.
Okay. Yeah, I'm just doing everything that I absolutely everything I can for you, you know. And like I've always said, Maria, you know, I work here because I believe in transparency. So, you know, I want to do everything to your specifications and make everything sure that everything is perfect for you. Okay. So, so I'm just talking to my boss right now.
I mean, I can give you the information, my credit card information, but I'm telling what I'm asking you, do not, if it's going to be a problem, to do it on the 17th, then just, I'll give you the information, everything to hold the spot, and then you can just do it tomorrow.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That's totally fine, too.
You see, you can just do all that tomorrow, so I don't have to go through that.
Okay. Okay.
You know, it's just
okay, so, yeah, no, so I can, I'll just run it today and my boss will be able to change it for the 17th. He just told me that. So, it will run on the 17th.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
And you said I can't pay that check?
No, it would have to be a debit or credit card since it's a reoccurring payment.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wish that we could take routing numbers. You have no idea. You have no idea how many people ask me if they can give me their routing number. I'm like, oh, that happens to me all the time, actually. I don't know why.
Right.
Okay.
It would be better, you know, to do the routing number, you know, and all that. Because that way you want to cancel and then they decide, oh, well, I'm not going to do it. Then all you gotta do is just call up the bank and just close the card.
Yeah, well, you know, canceling with us, Maria, is definitely not like canceling with a gym membership. You know, it's very simple. You just, again, you just need to let customer service know 3 days before your next billing is due. I mean, we don't want to move forward if you're not finding it helpful to your company. But I know once you see those jobs coming in from Google, you're really going to see the benefit in it. So, let's go ahead and get you scheduled for a client interview, okay? So, do you want to do tomorrow or Monday?
What time does it have to be?
Tomorrow or Monday, it's pretty open except for first thing in the morning. Tomorrow, it's not open for first thing in the morning. But after that, it's, let's see, I have,
did you say you were in California?
Yes, uh-huh.
So you're 2 hours behind.
Behind, yeah, behind. Mm-hmm.
Maybe probably 3 o'clock. I should be totally available. Just to tell them like 3:30, where I can focus and you know, and actually pay attention. I don't want you to catch me out there on the job.
Okay. So the phone call. We'll take about 20 to 40 minutes. We're going to allow an hour slot, so it would be from 3 to 4. The whole phone call will not take an hour. Just expect that call between that time in case they're finishing up with somebody before you. But let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I do have 3 to 4. I can do that. If you wanted to do a little bit later, too, I have I do have 5 to 6 as well.
No.
Okay, so you want to do 3 to 4?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. So, I have that all set up. So, let's go ahead and do this. So for the card, is it going to be a Master, Visa card, Amex, Discover?
Master. Now, this is the $200 one, right?
Yes, it's $199 month to month. Okay, I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Okay, give me a minute, then I'm getting it.
Oh, okay, take your time.
One second.
Sure.
Okay, it's 5480, or it's a MasterCard.
Okay, 5480.
0924.
Okay.
0634.
Okay.
1904.
Okay. And then the expiry.
May 2026.
Okay. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
548.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is update and process the payment. Then I'm just going to, like I said, I'm going to read you the voice verification. Again, this is just because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. It's also to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So, Marie, as I'm walking you through this, if there is anything that you don't understand or you need me to rephrase or clarify, just let me know and I'll go ahead and do that, okay? So it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance and to outline the agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
It's ADM Construction, Inc.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Marie Massey, president and owner of the business.
And you're authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so Marie, and to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So, Local Splash,
oh,
Marie, we will...
Wait. What's the third party?
Well, I was just going to say, so we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know you're working with us already. Okay? So,
okay, I don't want them to call me, period.
Okay,
I get too many calls already. I'm on the do not call list.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Jump, right? That's what you're saying. It's like jump calls.
Yeah, well, it's just something that we have to advise.
My number from that?
Well, so the best way to kind of avoid that is to use the call tracking number that I was talking about because it kind of filters out those calls. You know, that's really the only solution for doing that is to have that call tracking number. I mean,
but
which is why I
forward it to my business line or my cell phone anyway. So it's still
right.
Going to be the same thing.
Right. But see, it actually, lets you know who's calling. And then it has an app that's attached to it. So you can filter those calls coming through. So that's just the best solution for that. It really shouldn't happen that often, you know, but we just have, it's in
it
the,
too much now.
I wish there was something I could do about it. It's just mostly that we have to let you know that nobody, like, we will never call asking for more money or, you know, if any other marketing company is calling
you,
just
simply.
Are they
selling my information? That's what I'm concerned about.
Oh, we don't give out information.
Are they selling my information?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. We do not do that. No.
It's okay, just so as a result of increased.
Are you talking about? Let me get this clarified. Are you talking about from the advertising or
yes.
from the? Oh, from the advertising.
Okay, yes.
Like potential clients. That's what you're saying. Not like, you know, people that's trying to get me to sign up or do anything or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like that.
Well, so as a result, so any online marketing has that potential to have another marketing company call you trying to get your business. So, you know, basically that's why I'm saying if any other marketing company calls you because you have increased visibility, just let them know you're working with us and that you're not interested. So that's, you know, that's
yeah,
basically.
That. They might end up with the most stuff. Sometimes I'm telling you, God. Okay, let's keep going.
Okay. No problem. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
Okay, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So basically, if you do anything else online, which you won't need to, just let us know, okay?
Oh, okay.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of June 16th, 2022, and the non-refundable amount of $199. This will be a recurring payment. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew on the 17th in the amount of $199. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay, perfect. So, the next thing that I'm going to do, the very last thing that I have for you is you should have received a couple of text messages just now.
I did.
Okay, so there's one that says, Marie, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Just do me a favor and go ahead and press on that link. It says My Local Splash, and it has your phone number.
Okay, so this is the contract?
Well, it's not. It's just the invoice. So basically, this has everything in writing that we discussed. Do me a favor, go ahead and you can look that over. It also will be emailed to you, but when you're done looking it over, just press on the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder on the card. Sure, sure, no problem.
Give me a second. Darn it, I don't know where they are. Ooh. I have no clue where... I hope I heard it. I have several pairs. Why is it that when you need them, they're just readers?
Yeah, I'm pretty fortunate to have gotten LASIK.
Oh, and these ones are too dark. Okay, but I can still use them. You know what? I'm just going to print this. Let me just print it, and then I don't have to be trying to read it on my phone.
Okay. what I need you to do, though, is scroll to the bottom of that and go ahead and press the little white box that says I certify that I'm the authorized holder of the card. And then in the orange box where it says it has your name, go ahead and type that out, and then just go ahead and press confirm signature for me.
Okay, hold on.
Sure. Take your time.
Okay.
Okay, did it take you to a username and login?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. If you can, go ahead and bookmark that page. That will also be emailed to you within 5 to 7 business days with your reporting dashboard login information. Okay? So, everything is good here. And then for the client interview tomorrow,
Splash,
Marie, they...
Wait a minute. This is Splash. What is Splash? Right. Splash advertising. Okay.
So for the client interview tomorrow, they'll be calling you from the 877 number, 635-6225. So do me a favor and just save that number in your phone so you know who's calling. We'll always be calling from that number.
Okay.
And you can,
the
you can
eight
also...
Seven,
oh, sorry,
the
go ahead.
877-635, right? Sorry.
Yes, 6225.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll save it. As soon as we get off the phone, because if I try and do it now, it's going to call.
Okay, no problem. Yeah, just save that in your phone. So your account management team will be calling you from that number tomorrow. I'll just go, I think I might have sent it to you already, but, or no, I haven't done that. I'll go ahead and text you. It's just a 6-minute YouTube video of exactly how your reporting dashboard works. Okay, so you can take a look at that whenever you get a minute. And then you already have my extension and phone number. So I'll always be the lead on your account, Marie, but you will be dealing with your account management team. So just go ahead and, you know, if you have any questions or anything like that, you know, you can always go ahead and reach out to me, okay?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Is
so,
that it?
Yeah.
That's
That's it. And I'm so grateful to finally welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all?
No, that's it. I'm pretty sure maybe once I get some food, I'll think about it, but right now, I'm just getting off work and just getting in, so.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll talk to you later and, you know, I hope you have a great weekend, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem, Marie.
I appreciate everything. Okay.
Okay. All right.
All right, bye-bye. Enjoy your weekend.
You too, bye.